Okay. Hallelujah. Am I on? I am on. Anybody got a praise report this morning? God been good to you this week? Praise the Lord. So glad to see everybody today. Miss Phyllis has got a praise report. Amen. We value antiques. They can give us a lot of wisdom, can't they? And we love Miss Phyllis and appreciate her so much. She's a mother of faith of the church. Amen. And we love her and appreciate her so very much. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord's got a word for you today that I am so excited about to get ready to share in a few minutes. But start the service off today. Let's stand to our feet. And the first thing we always do is welcome the precious Holy Spirit in our midst, because that's what it's all about. Amen. We're here not to entertain, but we're here Amen. To receive from the Lord and to hear what he has to say to us. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place today. Mm-hmm. Usher in here your glory today, Lord. We have come with ears to hear and a heart to receive that which you want to impart to us today. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. Whatever may happen this morning, we just lay it aside. Whatever may be we're thinking about that's going on next week, appointments and all those things, we just lay it aside, because this is the time that we've come to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we just thank you for your glory that's filling this place right now. And no person will leave here like they came, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God.
I thank you, Father, for bodies being healed today, for minds being renewed by your word today. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and visit us with your power and your glory today. Thank you for your word that's going forth in song today, Lord, as we come into your courts with worship, to lift up holy hands to you, to magnify you, to exalt you and to honor you today, Jesus. We praise and worship you right now, God. So thankfulness that we heard creates an atmosphere for your presence. And we come with thankful hearts this morning, Father. We come with thankful hearts, creating an atmosphere for your presence. For you are worthy to be praised, Lord. You are worthy to be honored. You are worthy to be exalted today. And it's all about you, Jesus, all about you. And for that, we are thankful for. Amen and amen. As most of you know, I was raised in a traditional Baptist church, went to the Church of Christ as a teenager, and then went to Church of God later on in my 20s. So I got a mixture of a whole lot of stuff. But I so appreciate church hymns now that were sung in the Baptist church more than I ever have, because I have learned more of the word and developed a closer relationship with Jesus and learned about his saving grace and his mercy. So the old church hymns has a much deeper meaning now than they used to. And one of the old church hymns that came to my mind yesterday that I wrote about in the bulletin was Living by Faith. Amen. Living by faith in Jesus, trusting and confiding in his great love, from all harm safe in his sheltering arms. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Wow. Amen. I care not what the morrow may bring, if shadow, sunshine, or rain. The Lord I know rules over everything, and all of my weary is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting and confiding in his great love, from all harm safe in his sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. I know that he safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care about, though the tempest may blow, when Jesus walks close to my side? Wow. Living by faith. We don't have to feel no alarm, no matter what comes our way. We don't have to fear no evil report. Amen. We don't have to fear because we're safe and sheltered in the arms of God. Paul tells us in Galatians 2:20 that the life he lived in his mortal body was by faith in Jesus Christ. And then Romans 1:17 tells us, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Live by faith. And you know, living everyday life, we don't always feel the tangible presence of God. Amen. We don't always feel God's presence tangible every day. And thank God that he does come. In those moments of time when we can actually feel his presence. But even at the times that we don't feel his presence, we still have faith and we still believe that he is the Son of God. Amen. And that we have faith in him. So we walk by faith. We don't just walk by faith until we get the sight of what we are desiring. But we walk by faith and the manifestation comes. And then we continue to walk by faith and the manifestation comes. And we continue to walk by faith and the manifestation comes. Amen. So we are a people of faith, trusting and confiding in his great love. And like I said before, if you ever get a revelation of the love of God, it's going to settle all your problems. Because at the point that you give a revelation that God loves you and that you don't have to work for it to earn it, you don't have to do anything, just receive it. Hallelujah. Just receive it. Then it's going to take care of a whole lot of things. Wow, I feel the Holy Spirit just ushering here right now.
Pastor
settling
Shirley.
Upon us and preparing us as we worship for the word this
Pastor
morning.
Shirley.
Amen.
Pastor Shirley.
Yes.
I feel like that we need to, there's some people we need to pray for. Before we get started, I was thinking about, you know, we're going to praise, we're going to worship, and, you know, sometimes if you're in pain, you need to get that thing settled right now.
Amen.
I feel like we need to pray for Miss Juanita. Juanita has surgery tomorrow, and Miss Linda has got some things going on. And anybody else, I tell you what,
Bobby,
if you can't get up front, we'll come back there to you, okay? You raise your hand if you need us prayer, or you come up front and we'll pray for you, okay?
Do you have pain in your body this morning?
This is
You're
an old song
for
that I thought of.
Next week or doctor's appointment. Come on up here. The Bible says that by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed. Thank God for doctors and all those things, but we know the great physician that took the stripes for our healing. Amen. And that overrides everything.
They're leading me.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for Bobby.
In past
and I just speak healing over his heart in the name of Jesus.
Draw.
That you've gone ahead and prepared everything,
I'll
Lord,
have
that needs to be
no
done to take care of the situation. Bobby, I decree and declare that your
Jesus
heart is whole in the name of Jesus.
Beside me.
And I come against any anxiousness and weariness in the name of Jesus. And I thank the peace of God as it passes our understanding washes over right now.
So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me.
Concerning this procedure in the name of Jesus. And
for
I speak peace over
I'm
her
sheltered
from the top of her head to the
soul
of her head.
In the
name of Jesus.
The
all
arms
is well,
of God.
All is well.
Remember that was so
and
let the storms.
God.
So let the storms rage high. The dark clouds rise. They won't work. Song. For I'm sheltered in God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know what? You get all your praying done. Get the healing taken care of and the pain gone so we can rejoice this morning. Amen. Everybody's dancing now, 'cause we're so free. All right. If only we could see her face, see it smiling over us, unseen angels celebrate, 'cause joy is in this place. God's up there just waiting for you to do something wrong. Grace says he's smiling over us. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether I'm in the right key or not, glory to God. He's good, isn't he? Amen. Glorious. Hallelujah. We'll try this again. What key is it? No, we're all right. We're there. Well, I'll tell you something funny. See, when Bob plays, you know, we've got everything ready. So I just take whatever key the original song was in that we don't do it anymore, and I just keep the words. So then when I get up here and he's gone and I'm playing, I'm in D and he's in C. You, how many of you know that doesn't work? So hallelujah. Isn't it a glorious day? Woo! Thank you.
could carry that kind of weight. Glorious day.
Shelter. Hallelujah. We were broken and he healed us. Amen. And you know the thing that Jesus says is, you know what? A lot of people think, well, I gotta wait till I'm not doing this anymore and I'll come to church. Well, wait till I'm not doing this anymore and I'll give my life to Jesus. Well, you know, Jesus says, come as you are. Come as you are. Whatever's going on, it, you know, you don't clean yourself up. You know, you catch your fish first. You don't clean your fish. You know, you come as you are. He takes what you, and he gives you what you need. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your presence in this place. That old song said earlier that we're sheltered in your arms. So let the storms rage high. They won't worry us because we're sheltered safe in the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth can ever harm me. Why? Because I'm sheltered safe in the arms of God. Thank you, Lord God, for that and for who you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What we're going to do right now is we're going to let you be seated just a minute. We're going to take up the offering, continue our worship. If the ushers will come forward, and we're going to try something. Well, you know it's Christmas, isn't it? Is it Christmas, everybody? Amen. December the 10th, and it's Christmas. And we're going to attempt a couple of Christmas carols. Father God, I thank you for blessing this church. Thank you for your faithfulness, and thank you for the faithfulness of your people to give. In Jesus' name, everybody said. We're going to stand and we're going to sing a Christmas carol everybody knows. You know, it was on that night, silent night, holy night, all was calm and all was bright, and around yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, tender and mild. Amen. Of Christmas is to tell about the story of Jesus. And I know in the bulletin, I was reading the Salvation Army magazine that we get every year. They only put one out. It's at Christmas. And talking about telling everybody about Jesus. And this is the time of year that we need to tell people about Jesus. There are so many out there that have no hope. They're believing some of the stuff they hear, and they're believing gloom and doom and agony on me. And the only hope is Jesus Christ. We've got the answer. And, you know, we just need to be willing to tell people about it, to pray for people about it. Sometime we might, you know, we might not just be sit back so much and just see what happens. Sometimes we need to try to make something happen. We need to go out and the people that we love and say, you know, what Christmas is all about. And as we do this song right here, it's one of the most awesome worship songs, I think, that we've experienced. It's called about speaking the name of Jesus. So if there's any situation in your life today that you just need the name of Jesus spoken over it, it might be family, it might be your job, it might be healing, finances, or whatever, just speak the name of Jesus over it, okay?
Jesus, for my family,
I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Do that again, church. Come on, let's demand.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. As I know His peace within your presence, I speak Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you so much. Lord, that you look through all our mess-ups, our mistakes, and we miss a chord or we miss a note singing or whatever. All you hear is our heart. And I thank you, Lord God, that we have a heart to worship and to praise you. We speak the name of Jesus over every situation. I speak that name over my family, over Pastor this morning. Father, I speak the name of the children that belong in this church. Lord, I thank you for bringing them back, the ones that are just not going anywhere. I thank you for bringing them back, Father God, from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. Lord, we just want to honor you today as Pastor Shirley begins to minister, that word will be doers and hearers of the word. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen, everybody. Amen.